Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, shit is crazy, y'all. Like, what am I gonna do? I gotta find a new job.
Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, and on today's podcast, we take a look at dating people in the restaurant business.
Things that make you go,
That is things that make you go, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people? How are y'all doing out there today?
You know, I love this subject.
It's a great subject.
And this topic is like, everybody relates to it.
Yeah. You can, any business, there are going to be interactions in the work office or the workplace. So
true.
But now we're going to talk about it in our workplace.
Yeah. Dating restaurant people. And we're going to do this, people, in two parts, really. So this episode, Danny and I are going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the challenges, maybe our experiences. Who knows?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. And then next week, we're going to have a guest on who's not in the industry.
And date somebody in the industry.
That's dating someone in the industry. So we're going to get an in-industry perspective.
Yep, kind of talk about what we want to talk about.
And an out-of-industry perspective.
And kind of see you at it from the other side of the glass.
Very important. So tackling it from both sides will give us a really rounded view and maybe some insight that we didn't really even know about.
Yeah.
So in general, our experiences in dating in the industry, it's pretty...
See, he's laughing? Already stuttering on it.
Why are you laughing?
It's pretty.
it's good and bad. I mean, our whole podcast is, it's good and bad.
Isn't all relationships good and bad, though?
Yes. Yes. It's the balance of life. But you meet so many people that
you
that
do. You definitely do.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
Well, I mean, they're going to be the same people that say it sucks for any part of their life.
Yes.
I mean,
but we're not going to necessarily do a good and bad. You know,
there is no good and bad in relationships. It's about compromise, I feel like. You know what I mean? But you know, this is like being in the industry, you understand the industry. Like you always see those people like in the magazines and being a part of the entertainment world and blah, blah, blah. And they always seem to date people within that realm.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because
like celebrities date other celebrities because they know what they go through.
Because they have an understanding of what they already go through.
True.
With the paparazzi, with all these things intact. And I feel like
it's demands the same, on their time.
Demands on their time, their schedule, all the above.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like it's the same thing in our industry. We live a totally different life than the average 9-to-5er.
Mm-hmm.
So we have certain demands that would be harder on a relationship than than somebody else who lives the same kind of lifestyle as you. So I think that's what we're going to discuss today. Am I right or am I wrong? I mean,
no, you're perfectly right. Okay. And it's well said because, you know, I met my ex in the restaurant. Okay.
Me too.
So, and what's that? Was it the Jay-Z's? Who's it? It was all good just a week ago.
Oh, yeah. That's Jigga Man.
You know, and I'm very grateful for it,
yeah.
You know, great. But I also feel like depending on what time of life you're getting
it's
into the restaurant.
Life. Absolutely, yes.
Sometimes the restaurant industry leaves you with the Peter Pan syndrome.
Yeah.
Really.
It definitely can.
where you're just I don't want to use the word stuck, but you are in this vortex.
Ageless vortex.
This ageless vortex.
It really is.
You know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Like your boy Godson, but Rockstar.
Yes.
He had said it when was he our first guest?
He might have been our first guest. I can't remember. I don't think so. Maybe
he was either the first or second. I mean, but this
he was early on. Yeah,
he was very early on in the show, and he had talked about, you know, the industry and just how being a bartender and how ageless it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so right when it comes to that, because you're continuously around that younger generation.
The younger generation and young at heart generation.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, so even if you have older people, go ahead.
No, you're fine. Like, that was perfectly
even
cutting.
Even if you have older people, they're young at heart.
Absolutely.
You know, well, we worked with Tony, and Tony was in his, 50s?
Sure.
Almost 60, mm-hmm. And he was singing.
Oh, yeah. He sings all the newest songs to this day.
Yeah, he tells me, hey, did you hear that new Weezy?
Completely, like, in the loop, yo.
What? So it just so that Peter Pan syndrome, like, everybody's in Neverland. Everybody's young and young at heart.
Which is a great thing.
It's super social.
It keeps your mind young at heart too, which is huge as you're getting older.
Yeah, but it also gives you this fearless, you know, mentality where I didn't know I couldn't do that. You know, you really don't grow up sometimes.
Sometimes you don't.
But in relationships, it's really up to you to grow up.
Yeah,
you know?
You have to grow in your own way.
Exactly.
And it could be, like you said, there's pluses and minuses to everything.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And maybe you might be in a certain place and you're like, oh, in your relationship, and you're thinking to yourself, this is normal. This is fine. You know what I mean? And then that person that you're dating might be like, grow up.
Yes.
You're like,
yes,
I am grown up. What do you, yes, you need to just relax.
Yes. But then your perspective skewed because you're thinking you're grown up, but you're grown up among children.
Exactly.
You
know what, yeah, I mean?
You know,
well said, my friend. Well said.
It's really, you can, so let's say that, lose that perspective.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you're thinking, hey, man, I woke up at 9 today. Meanwhile, you're like, I'm not, my buddy over there wakes up at 2.
Exactly.
You know, and you're thinking, you're the, you know,
you're doing the right thing.
You're doing the right thing.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
people are
getting
up 6
o'clock in the morning,
in the morning,
it's 5:30, still dark, like, you know, doing
you woke
things.
Up when it was dark out? That don't even make no sense.
Exactly. You know? So, we're taking a real look at that. Are there challenges just inherent of what the restaurant business is?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't care if you work night shift, day shift. It's really a different deal.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and I don't think, is it, I wonder if there are people that dated people that were just never in the restaurant business and that's just, because I kind of feel like, most people are like us. We date people who have at one time been in the restaurant.
Sure,
business.
Absolutely.
They either still are or once were, and there are some sympathetic.
Yeah, I mean, well, I've said this multiple times, even if I even said it on the show, but in general, there's two places in life. Well, the two biggest places in life that you're going to meet your significant other is the workplace,
mm-hmm,
or in school.
Okay.
Okay. So 80%
of former like workplace.
Exactly. 80% of people meet in those two places. Because you have a common interest, okay? And that's what it really breaks down to. Like, when you're in school, like college or whatever, you're going to school for a certain field. Mm-hmm. So your interests is collide because you're in school. You know what I mean? You have that common ground where you can talk about things and such. And I feel like it's the same thing when you're in the workplace, because you work together or you're working in the same field where you have that common ground where you can talk about things.
Well, okay, yes, common ground, I get that. But I feel like it's mostly because of time.
Oh, of course. It's huge,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're in school, you spend time together.
There. Yeah.
And it's like Hannibal Lecter, you know what I mean? Like, you covet what you see, you know? And that's what it is. You see
all the time.
And that's what you get.
Exactly.
You know? So it's about, like, how much time you spend together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why you end up dating these people. Your exposure is
exactly
just there. I mean, I'm single, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've had friends of mine that tell me, hey, you know, you should get on the apps. You should get on the apps. And I've never understood that because I've never had an issue meeting people.
Yeah, it's not hard.
Not that I've ever actuated on it, but
it is. I mean, I've even tried the apps.
You never told me that.
And they just don't work for me.
I have my own theories on that, which we'll talk about off air. Yeah. But I'd like to discuss that. Maybe we'll put that into a show.
Okay.
It just is one of those things where between the people, you have a good resources of people that you work with and people that come into the restaurant. Mm-hmm. I feel that I'm very social.
Yeah.
And I'm able to talk to someone, like you gauge their interest and things like that. So
you do better with the live conversation compared to the typed or the rehearsed or whatever you want to call it. We have time to think.
Yes, and we're good at it. And whether or not we're good at it because we're servers or we're good at it and then we gravitate towards serving, either way, there's some overlap there.
Absolutely.
And so I've never really, gotten into the apps and things like that. But, okay, we'll put the social stigmas and stuff like that aside from, waiting tables. So we mentioned time. So functionally in a relationship, whether it's going to work or not, you got to spend time together.
Absolutely.
And that's one of those things, Jack, when you're not, I guess you can have opposite schedules in the industry, but I feel like there's more,
Yeah, but even time. So, even if you don't work at the same restaurant, you're still on the same kind of time schedule. You're going both to be working weekends.
True.
You're going both to be either working nights, whether you're working the same nights or not. Mm-hmm. You're both on that nighttime schedule or you're both on, there's a mixture of your schedule. Like if your days even don't coincide, but you understand, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So both of you are working that same kind of schedule, whether it be on the same days or not.
True.
So your life is different, the way you sleep, the way you wake up, the when you go out. So you're not as phased as going out at midnight with your significant other because they're on that same schedule that you are, and they're not as phased as well. So they'd be like, "Oh yeah, I just got off of work. I'll come meet you out." It's totally different than like if somebody who works a 9-to-5 gets off of work. They do their little routine or whatever, and then be like, "Hey, come meet me out. I just got off work. It's like 10:30." they'll give you that look like,
"I got to work in the morning.
Just come over after you go get something to eat."
Maybe. Yeah.
Which makes sense. We're not upset at that, but. And then you're trying to talk into that person while they're sleeping. or trying to sleep. They want to hear about your day, but they really don't because they're half asleep.
Yes, that's true.
I remember. And this on the other side of the coin is so when they wake up in the morning, they're ready to talk to you now because they're wide awake and they have their coffee in their system.
Yes.
And you're just like, I'm asleep.
I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Yes. That is, oh my gosh, you're bringing back memories, bro. Wow. So, okay, wheeling back to my old relationship, right? She used to be, and then she got out of it, did the things that she wanted to do professionally.
Absolutely.
Okay? And I obviously stayed in it and things like that.
Yeah, you're gonna.
So I think that's this first disconnect, And so it was the first to me disconnect was the time that we spent together.
Yeah, less and less time.
It was less and less and different time, like you said. So wheeling back and expanding on what you said, when you're coming home, if you're going to make the money, the majority of people are working nights.
Exactly.
It's just the way it is.
Hey, that's the business.
That's the business.
People go out to eat for dinner. I mean, you go out for lunch. We're not saying that.
You go out for lunch. You go out for breakfast.
Yeah.
But those lunch people are working dinner time too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're working those doubles or you schedule those flexes that way. And so, I think the only thing that maybe have a separate group of people are the breakfast people.
The diner life.
And I'd like to have diner people on.
Yeah.
And that's on our list of show topics,
absolutely.
And that part, I don't have a personal experience with it, so I really can't speak on it.
It's a great idea, though. Like, if you're in an industry, it'd be just open a little diner, I think you'd kill it, yeah.
Oh, hell's yeah. Then you home by
7 to 3, yeah. Oh, yeah. Breakfast and lunch, you're in the game. Yeah, it sounds, and you only need a nice small, you don't need that many seats. I might do it my damn self. Just open a little breakfast nook.
Dude, I forgot the name of it, though. I went to a place in Houston, and they only serve breakfast. And I was bewildered. I was like, wait, you have a building and equipment, seats and all, and rent. And your whole thing is you serve breakfast?
Yeah, man.
So my friend
it's that a whole different market.
It's a whole different market. So my friend that I was there with Spork.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, think about it. He goes, how much does flour cost for pancakes? How much eggs. Do eggs cost? Boom. Milk, orange juice.
It's the least expensive of the three dining experiences.
With great margins.
And you can still charge cheap prices, but make good money.
And make good money.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, they're going to keep these lights on. And I'm sure, I mean,
To make egg, listen, think about it, to make two eggs, some bacon, and bacon's probably the most expensive thing on this plate right now, toast, that right there, legit, okay, because you break it down into packs, you break it all, you know, in pieces, that was probably a dollar, okay, what I just said, okay, and you're charging $4.99 or even $6, right, depending on where you live.
Yeah.
And that's a great price for breakfast, what I just said. You know, if I pay $5 for breakfast, I'm fine with that. Okay? That's a 5x markup, okay? This industry is only 50% markup when it comes to food. We make all our money in alcohol.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're getting an alcohol markup on food.
Yeah.
That's huge. As long as you have the volume, your money's there.
Isn't it like 30% on food?
You might be right. Between 30 and 50%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Never really cared.
So 500x markup, but. You know, that's alcohol numbers.
Yeah.
The only meal of the day you could actually do stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, hey, man.
I mean, besides like the pizza business, which we talked about as well. And that can work for you well, too.
And that's an upcoming show, too. We're going to do a show on the romance of opening a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay. So yeah, wheeling back to it, the time you spend together, you know. And we were talking about being out of the industry. And then, you know, I'll come home at night.
Wide awake.
Wide awake. You can't just come home and fall asleep.
I don't care who you are, okay? You come home from a restaurant, you're stinky. So once you take that shower, it's an automatic hour and a half, okay?
You come home, you jump in the shower. You got to eat too.
Yeah.
So either you ate before you came home, which extended my time to lateness.
To be out, yeah.
That was a problem. That was a problem.
Oh, yeah.
So
I even started trying to bring home food in the beginning. I'll bring you home something, you know what I mean?
I mean, and if unless food's home to eat, like I'm starving by the time I come home, man. It's, you know, being on your feet and things like that.
Oh, for sure, you're definitely hungry. No matter what time you ate during, like if you ate before your shift, let's say your shift's at 5 o'clock, you ate. Even if you get out at 10:30, that's still full 6 hours in between your shift.
True.
You need to eat.
You need to eat,
whether it be small or not. You got to eat something.
Yeah. So catch me banging pots and pans at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Or going out to eat, coming back. It's late.
Yeah.
She's got to work in the morning. And then, you know, we never had that how's your day thing. You know, we never had that relationship stuff. I mean, really, it's relationships are either getting better or getting worse.
Yeah.
There's no, and that's one of my mistakes. I thought, you know, you could be.
You can coast?
Yeah, you can be at a.
and there is. I don't know. I mean,
entropy, man. There is no coasting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
it's either you're always on the hill, up or down. You might be in the middle of it, and that's when you're called the coasting. But
no, yeah, there's no status quo.
No.
If you think your thing's going fine and you're not really working towards, you know, doing things and making things better, it's getting worse.
Oh,
and
you had no idea.
You have no idea. Next thing you know, you get into arguments.
It's a continuous hill, people. You're skiing constantly. You're riding the lift up, and you're going down the hill.
Correct.
You're riding the lift up,
correct.
And you're going down the hill.
Correct. And one of my biggest mistakes is not realizing that, you know, you have to climb that hill.
Yeah, you do.
You have to, you know, put in some effort. You have to put in some time and recognition that, hey, you know, what are you thinking? What are you talking about? How was your day? Da, 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 the minutia matters.
Girls, he might be ready to be in a relationship again.
I mean, besides the fact of time, don't have the time. You know, it's nice. I mean, it's good and bad.
It is,
you know,
good, yeah.
Because I look at people who are in a relationship and I'm like, ooh. you know, the minute they start giving that thing, I start dancing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you start when you see the downhill descent.
Yeah,
you're like, ooh, this is what I don't miss.
Exactly. Okay.
But when you're watching the uphill descent, you know, whether
with, ascent.
Okay, uphill ascent. Yeah. You know what you're watching is, you're like, okay, you know, this is cool.
Yes.
You know what I mean? This is yes. the part that you do miss. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But then you go back to that downhill, that going down the slopes. You're like, ooh. I don't miss that at all.
I don't miss that at all.
You can keep that part.
Yeah, you can keep that. You know, whatever. Here, I was like, ooh.
But like you said, it's inevitable. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. You got to be realistic. Listen, if you just have nothing but pancakes every day, you're going to be like, man, I'm sick of pancakes.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing. You'd be a fool to think that everything is going to be peachy. But the difference is, when it's not peachy, you got to have the idea that it's going to be okay.
Yeah, you're going back up the hill again.
Yeah, you're going back up the hill again. And you start to not fear the times when
it goes down.
It goes down, yeah. Because you know it's going to go back up. Yeah. You know that you can have the constitution within yourself to say that, I'm going to be okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make this right. Or not make this right, because it's two people, right?
Yeah.
You're going to present in a way that you're going to say, listen, and you, I was feeling this without any fear. You're going to open up and not react. You're going to act instead of reacting.
And that's why I think people feel like they're in the valley, because then you can get in that valley and forget that you're on that slope still going downhill.
Sure.
So you have to remember that even on that valley part, that it's still on, it's just on a slower slant. It's not on the truth.
True.
It's still downhill. So yes. Don't get caught up in the valley and think it's all gravy.
Yeah,
because time will make it start going back down a super steep hill.
Yeah,
because you start to be like, you'd be like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah,
and you come like this, and you're like, ooh, and then you're like, and it just drops.
Effort matters. So you know, wheeling it back to, you know, relationships in the restaurant business. I feel that since it's a livelihood, it can be a touchy subject.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. If you come in on some BS about, like, you know, oh, you know, but come on now. There's nothing wrong with how you make money.
Never.
In a legal fashion.
Absolutely.
Okay? So, because guess what? If you didn't have a job, that would be a whole other problem.
Oh, it is a whole other problem.
So, sometimes I feel like people really need to be grateful for the partner having a job instead of bitching about the hours or bitching about, you know, the ancillary things, because...
But like I said before, those people are going to bitch anyways.
That's true.
They are. They're just going... I mean...
No, you ain't lying.
There's just certain people that it doesn't matter what their situation is. They're going to find that unsilver lining.
Yeah. Yeah. That dark cloud.
That dark cloud.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. So, I mean... Grow up.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about
bottom that. Line. Bottom, grow up.
Bottom line. Grow up. You know, so getting over that.
Wake up, Peter Pan. Count
chocolate. I'd like to be pimps from Oakland.
Cowboys from Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, spending time together. So then it's really up to you to make sure that you set aside that time.
Yeah.
You know, if it's in the case of, which is the very popular, one works a corporate daytime, maybe not use the word corporate seriously, but, you know, a 9 to 5.
Put 9 to 5. That way. We'll call it a 9 to 5.
One person works the banker's hours, the 9 to 5. Another person works, you know, oh man, and even worse for bartenders.
Oh yeah, way worse. Man, like, their nights are way longer than ours.
Their nights are way longer. Way longer. I mean, and they're exposed. I mean, and there's another social thing with the bartenders too. So when you're dating a bartender, whether you're dating a girl or a guy or whatever, the flirting goes up.
Oh yeah,
for the tips.
I mean, that's their business.
That's their business.
I mean, we flirt a good amount in ours, but it's more. You have more families. You have more. You know, we're
couples,
we're,
exactly. Families, things like that. But we're flirting in a way of being pleasant.
Exactly.
You know. Bartenders do flirt, but it's more of it's more of a pointed way of flirting, because you do have a good contingency of, you know, older men or men or singles or whatever the case may be, women, and they, you know, you ride that fine line, but, you know, hey, come on now, we're working for tips here.
Yeah.
You know,
I remember the guy, we had a server that worked with us years ago, and I can't remember his name now, but he used the term verbal prostitute.
Oh, wow. That's good. I like that.
Yeah. And I forgot who was. It was a guy, but they definitely worked with us years ago. And it was like in the beginning, like when I was, when I, in the first year and a half I had been there.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's yeah, a long time ago.
A long time ago. Okay. Like, this is old school.
All right.
And yeah, and they used that word. And I can't remember who it was, but I can almost see them saying it.
Yeah.
But you would know who it was as soon as I said it. I just can't okay. remember who it was.
Was it Palmer?
No. It wasn't him.
Oh, no. Hunter. Guy they fired on his birthday?
God, it might have been. Oh.
All right. Either way, we'll keep it moving.
We'll go back to that yeah. later, me and you.
So I like that verbal yeah. posture. And you, as a bartender, you are.
You totally are.
You know, because it's this far, no further, but mm-hmm. hey, give me, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you spend that time because you're there. It's, exactly. it's very personal. It's very, and sometimes a relationship partner doesn't, especially if they've never been a bartender or been in the industry.
It might even been Bill. I don't think it was Bill. It was somebody with a Bill-like attitude.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
I just can't remember who it was. I want to say it was him, but I don't want to. I don't want to quote him inaccurately.
Inaccurately, but yeah.
Yes. Just fixing my grammar all day today.
I mean, it's not like not fixing it for you.
Yeah.
For them. I apologize if I'm curt. Love that Pulp Fiction. But yeah, for the sake of the audience, we won't really rehash who it was, but that's a very good quote yeah. from them, and we're grateful yeah. for it. You know, so so imagine that. Have you ever dated a bartender?
No, just the other thing.
I never have, but like, I don't understand when the boyfriends or the girlfriends show up at the bar.
I never got that.
I'm like, man, make your money.
Yeah.
I'll see you at home or I'm going to drink somewhere else. It's a weak play.
Yeah.
It's a weak play.
I have dated somebody kind of like a bartender, but not a bartender where they, you know.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
But I never went to their job either.
Yeah.
Because you can't. You got to let them work.
You got to let them work. Make
yeah.
that money.
Yeah.
And if you don't trust them, then, and I know a lot of it isn't a trust thing, and, yeah. and some of it is just spending time with them.
Absolutely.
But you're not spending time with them. They're at work.
Yeah, they're at work.
You know, that's like.
And if you come in like once a month or, you know, just something like it's.
Once in a while is perfectly fine.
Random is fine. You know what I mean?
We're like, not talking about the random.
Yeah, we're not talking about the random.
We're talking about the all the time.
Every shift or every other shift.
Yeah, yeah, like, weak play, man.
What are you doing?
That's not the time for
stop
for,
checking
for
up on your investment.
Time.
Everything's okay.
Everything's okay. You know, it's like, and that's not the point in which you shore up a relationship.
Yeah.
You don't shore up a relationship at work.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be done.
It shouldn't be done.
It shouldn't be done. You know, like you got to figure it out. And if that person wants to be with you, they're going to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so. Verbal prostitute. Love it. So besides the number one problem of time,
mm-hmm.
Also there's an other issue of growing together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if one person has a set of friends and world and things like that, and the other seemingly in the opposite direction, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Where you're doing the nighttime thing, when are you going to go out, who are you going to go out with, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very opposite.
Yeah, and they're doing the more, hey, let's go to lunch or let's go, you know.
Yeah, happy hour.
Or if you have kids, let's take the kids out and, you know, mm-hmm. doing the weekend thing, which we can't be out at all.
Yeah, that's true. We work weekends.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I have a kid and so do you, and I miss all those. Well, I mean, not that I miss myself, but
yeah.
we miss the opportunity to go have her play with the other kids on the weekends unless the other parent takes them.
Yeah, true. So then you know, we are very social
yeah.
people, you know,
for sure.
I mean, you can take the least social person in the industry and they're more social than others.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another component that's really different than what other people experience.
Oh, for sure. I was out with a good friend. We were at the bar and It was a group of us, but he's mm-hmm. not in the industry, but he's a regular in the industry. And he goes, and these cute girls walk by, and I just broke conversation with him, like, naturally. Nothing came of it at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, but you're just talking because you talk.
Exactly. And he goes, wish I could do that.
You're like, do what?
Do exactly.
Just do things.
Like, what do you mean? I just.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I could, you know, the difference with me is I choose not to talk.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't care to talk to people. But
we talk to so many damn people, you know.
And like, plus, I don't really like people.
So mean.
You know, I just don't really like people. But when I do, I'm like a dog with a bone. I like this person and I'm talking to them, you know, and I get a feel for somebody and I enjoy them and I kind of zoom in.
I love people.
Good for you.
It's a love-hate relationship. But, you know, you have to love people.
Why?
Because I do. You got to do it.
Okay. You know how that works out.
Don't be whying me.
Why? you know, so, yeah, it is. So we're very social. And then the hours that we're social can be a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So... we mentioned weekends, right? We work weekends. We work holidays, things like that. And that could be an issue for someone else.
Oh, for sure.
Okay?
I can totally
they're
see
ready
it.
To hang out and do things in the holidays.
And they're meanwhile, ready. Like, they want to plan a vacation. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't
oh, that's a whole other thing I never thought about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You want to go places. You want to do things.
And they got paid vacation.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Oh, man. You're thinking of all the money you're going to lose.
Especially going on this holidays. Doggone like okay, yeah, that's when you make some money.
Exactly.
Like, it's okay to miss that one day, but to miss that whole week leading up to it or coming out of it, you're like, I just lost like a lot of money. That was like my rent right there. What are you doing?
Not only that, you all stretching, stressing out, trying to ask off for a holiday.
Yeah.
Trying not to get fired. I mean, that's serious things. I mean, and a lot of times, I want to work a holiday.
Oh, yeah.
That's my money.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, you want to go out on a Tuesday, though?
Yeah.
You know? Nah, I got to work. I got to wake up in the morning. Boo. You know, meanwhile, you need me to go to, you know, I see the challenges unfolding.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait till next week to hear what the other perspective says.
Absolutely.
But, and... people that go out that aren't in the industry, man, they'd be going out at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, they'd be home by 10 o'clock.
We don't go out till 11:30, 12, 12:31.
We're the ones watching you out while we're working.
That's true. That is true. Man, sometimes like going out is like hustling to get out, quote unquote, early.
Yeah.
Going home, taking a shower, and you're out by 1.
Yeah.
12:30. The earliest.
If you make it, like, if you can get out of work and you're in the game by prime time, like, which is midnight or 11:30, wow.
You're winning.
You're well ahead of the curve. Okay?
You are winning. You made money.
You've won.
You mixing a little cup of drinks at work.
Yeah, you've won.
Oh, that's a home run right there. Grand slam. You pre-gamed at work. You made money.
You won already. You're in the game, okay? You get your little Walker cup to leave work with. Put your mindset where you should be and you're good to go.
I don't drink at work anymore. I used to. I mean, we're just being real. Coping mechanism. Man, you've won if you were able to do all of that stuff. So those are real challenges we're talking about there. Late nights.
Yeah, man.
Holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so how do you deal with those challenges if that person is no longer... I mean, I kind of feel like once people who have been in the industry cross over, their memory just gets
it's
wiped.
Gone. After, give them like a year. Like the first year, they're okay.
First year, it's still in the system.
Yeah,
it's still in the blood.
Yeah.
You know?
After that year, and they've got the taste of the happy hour life.
Yeah.
They forgot who you were and what you did.
Exactly.
Like,
they test negative for all things restaurant, man.
Like, they aren't you home? What do you mean, why not? You knew exactly where I was at when you met me.
You know what I got like a couple of times? What should we leave for a tip? You know what we should leave for a tip. You did this. Like, how could you forget?
Oh, my God.
You know, but I guess, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. Is that the deal?
I hope not.
But apparently.
Oh, it feels like that.
It feels like that.
Yeah.
So it's so crazy. So I wonder if I, choose not to do this anymore. If I'm going to,
I think no matter what we do, I think we'll still be a part of this industry, whether it's doing this, what we're doing right now, mm-hmm. full time, or, you know, growing and jumping into other adventures, or, I mean, because I think we're still going to do this. So, but jumping into other things like that, other avenues that make us money.
Yeah.
I think we'll still be a part of the system.
Yeah.
So, which is good.
We are here for you every week. And we're going to be here next week with a guest to talk about, we're outside the industry and we're dating someone in the industry. And this is driving me crazy. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. So on that note, I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVilla. We'll see you next time. Subscribe, people.
We'll talk to you later, man.
Y'all be home soon. Yeah, hold up. I'll be right there. I'm talking to my girl. Yo, I gotta go. I love you, though.
I love you, too.
One.
You know you want my mind. I just wanna see you lately all day. I check the time and I think I'm going crazy. You always on the road. Tell me when you coming home. I've been wanting, waiting, wishing for your love that I've been missing. Listen, tell me how you feel. Now we have each other, cause I know this love is real. I would never choose another. No doubt this is your dream. I'm your partner of a team. So do what you got to do, and boo, I'll be here for you. Remember when you told me that our love would never die? Sometimes I cry, thinking it was all just a lie. But then I look around, Persian rug on the ground. We hanging board up on the walls, we got the best crib in town. But my feelings run so deep, that's real, it's you I wanna keep. I'm your woman, you my man. You gotta understand, all these things don't keep me smiling. Sometimes I think you wildin' when you send me money instead of coming home for me.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.